Bless you. Hallelujah. I know we've already done it a bunch, but can we worship the Lord all across this building? Hallelujah, Lord, you're awesome, God. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we feel your presence and we're so grateful, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, there's nobody like you. There's none besides you, God. Hallelujah, Lord, we glorify you and we exalt you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It feels so good to be in the house of God here. Amen. This morning, so glad to be back. You know, it's one thing to be invited, it's another thing to be invited back, so I do count that as a large honor. Amen. It's good to come back this time with my wife. Amen. Thanks be to God. Amen. I feel God moving so strongly in this house. How about you? Amen. I feel like God's already doing a great work. Before coming here, my wife and I have been praying and fasting for this church, and then I feel just such confirmation, amen, in the Spirit of God. So if you have your Bibles, let's turn open to the book of Mark chapter 9. If you're visiting with us here today, I want to tell you, amen, we're so glad to have you in the house of God. Amen. You come around, amen, long enough, you won't be a stranger or a visitor. You will be one of us. Hallelujah. Amen. It only took me a few trips to the house of God before I was in the altar, just like everybody else, speaking in other tongues, filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. 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 What a wonderful testimony, sis. Amen. And hopefully that helps me preach what I'm about to preach in Jesus' name. Mark chapter 9, beginning in verse number 20. The Bible says, "And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out with and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit and saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him. And enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was coming to the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind cometh forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. The Bible says this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And I want to preach to us for a few moments on this subject. This kind. This kind. Would you set your Bibles down and let's pray one more time all across this building. Lord, we love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for another opportunity to come into your house. To feel your presence, God, to feel your power. I pray for every single saint, every single visitor, God, that is coming to this house. Pray, Lord, that you would do a mighty work, that there'd be deliverance in this house. Fill somebody with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Deliver somebody in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Let's give the Lord one more hand clap of praise. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Shake your neighbor's hand. Tell him it's good to see you, and you may be seated. Amen. This kind. Our text this morning has a parallel in Matthew chapter 17, which will go through the account of the story that we just read. There is a theme, however, in Matthew 15 through 19, almost every chapter talks directly about children. In chapter 15, there is a Canaanite woman that begs for Jesus to deliver her daughter that is vexed with a devil. In chapter 16, Jesus rehearses the feeding of the 5,000, which only happened because the disciples brought one little boy to Jesus that had some fish and loaves. Chapter 17 is where we'll find the parallel of our text, where a father brings his devil-possessed son to Jesus. 18 is where the disciples are fighting over who is the greatest in the kingdom. And Jesus calls a little child and tells them that except they are converted as a little child, amen, that is the greatest. He then warns them about hindering children from getting to him. Chapter 19, children were brought to Jesus by a group unnamed called those or they. Thank God, I want to just stop here for a moment and just give God some praise for all of the mothers and the fathers and the disciples and even the unnamed people that bring kids to Jesus. Can I just tell somebody here today, amen, I feel such confirmation in the Holy Ghost. Thank God for everybody that has brought some young person and some child to the feet of God and has brought them to the house of God. I want to tell you young people, thank God that you're in the house of God. You're in the church of God. There's a lot of places that you could be, but thanks be to the Lord. Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Is anybody grateful to be in the house of God? Is anybody grateful that one day somebody told you about Jesus and brought you under the feet of Jesus? Oh, let's give God some praise all across this building. Hallelujah. I've come to tell this church under the anointing of the Holy Ghost that your work is not in vain. Running buses is not in vain. Working with young people is not in vain. God sent me here to tell you that what you're doing is you're bringing them to the feet of Jesus, and you never know what God's going to do. Oh, let's worship the Lord. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. So glad that somebody brought this 13-year-old boy to the house of God from a drug home and from an abused home and brought me into a place where I can come and I can come to the house of mercy. There are people here today, you are just visiting, but I'm going to tell you, it's not by mistake and it's not by accident that you've come into this house. Maybe they picked you up. Maybe they knocked on your door. Maybe they taught you a Bible study. But all in all, it was the Almighty God that drew you into this place, that drew you into this house. And the reason you're here is because God's got a purpose and God's got a plan for your life. Hallelujah. Amen. In our text, the Bible lets us know that a father brings his son to Jesus. And as soon as the spirit inside the boy comes into contact with Jesus, it begins to act up. It got scared when it came before the mighty God in Christ. That's why James 2:19 says that thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Can I tell you, amen, that this gospel that we're preaching is so powerful that hell itself begins to quake and begins to tremble and begins to shake. When we talk about what we believe, amen, I'm going to tell you, the devils that are messing with your life, they're going to come in contact with this almighty God and they won't know how to respond. If you feel like hell has been messing with your family and messing with your life, you've come into the right house this morning. You've come to the right place this morning, because when hell comes in contact with heaven, it begins to shake and it doesn't know what to do. The greatest thing you can do is come to the feet of Jesus and just say, Lord, help me out. Oh, let's give him some praise. Let's worship him. Hallelujah. Hell cannot stand against the Almighty God. Oh, yes, Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Jesus asked this father a question. He said, how long has this been attacking your son? And the father said, since he was a child. Not only has it attacked his boy since he was a child, but he's tried to throw him into the water or into the fire for one simple reason. It is trying to destroy him. Just in case somebody's got it twisted and you think the devil's your friend. Just in case somebody got it twisted, amen, and your crack buddy's your friend. Not true. The real reason is the devil's got one intent, and that one intent is simply to destroy you. It doesn't matter what he's got to do. If he's got to dunk you in the water or he's got to throw you in the fire, it doesn't matter what way you go out. The devil just cares about destroying your family and destroying your finances and destroying your life and destroying everything that you hold dear. The devil is solely intent on absolutely destroying every saint of God. Every person that has come into the house of God, he doesn't want you to be refreshed or washed by the water. He wants you to drown in it. He doesn't want the fire to burn the shackles off. He wants to throw you in the fire so your family be destroyed, so your life is destroyed. The devil is not the friend of mankind. The devil is not interested in helping you out, but God is. God is there to help the helpless. God is there to give hope to the hopeless. God is there. Oh, let's worship the Lord all across this building and just begin to give him praise. God, you're worthy. God, you're able. God, we pray right now that the allegiances would begin to shift, that the allegiances would begin to transfer from this world that's not your friend to the Almighty God that is. Oh, let's lift our hands and let's love the Lord all across this building. I feel the Holy Ghost. I promise we're going somewhere, but somebody needs to change allegiances. Amen. He ain't your friend if he's trying to take you to hell. Can I tell you, they ain't your friend if they're trying to take you out of the church and lead you somewhere else. Oh, let's love him all across the building. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I'll just stop right here for a moment, just help somebody out. There's people that think, well, they love me. You've got a skewed view of love. Your skewed view of love is through what you've been through. And you think because they haven't necessarily left you because everybody else left you, that all of a sudden they love you. No, they're using you, and you've got to see the difference. There is a difference between people loving you for no other thing that they receive from you and those that are using you for what they can get out of you. Somebody's got to recognize the difference between God's love, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When we could do nothing for him, he did everything for us. And that thing, that person you call your boyfriend or your girlfriend, let me tell you what, amen, you might be shacking up with them, but they don't love you. They're trying to take you down and take you to hell. I wish I had a witness in this building that can say, not today. You ain't taking me with you. You only love yourself. But I've come into this building and I feel a love that is greater than any human love. That's the love of God. Oh, let's worship the Lord. Let's give him some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. The devil is not your friend. And those who don't think the devil's real, look around the world. It is messed up. It is absolutely. Jesus came, the Bible says, that he might destroy the works of the devil. What are the works of the devil? It's not the buildings, it's not the pews, it's the people. He is trying to come in and destroy you. Hallelujah. The man in our text here today wanted Jesus to deliver his boy. And Jesus wanted to see the man's faith. Jesus even let him know and reassured to him, all things are possible to those that believe. Everything might look impossible, but if you believe in God, even those things that look impossible become possible. That's why waters that are blocking you will part. fire that should burn you, you will go ahead and walk through, and all it'll do is let the shackles off. There's just something, amen, in Isaiah 43, God spoke to Israel and said, yea, though you walk through the waters, I'll be with you, and it won't drown you. You go through the fires, and it won't burn you. There's something about God, amen, if you believe in God, if you've got God, amen, if he is inside you, if you've got the Holy Ghost, the power of God, what the hell starts trying to burn you with, you can walk right through it. What hell tries to drown you with, you can go right through it, no problem. Through the power of God, all things are possible to them that believe. But his famous phrase was this: Lord, I believe, but help thou mine unbelief. There is a difference between an unbeliever and a non-believer, in my opinion. A non-believer is somebody who does not believe, whereas an unbeliever is somebody who no longer believes. What this man was saying is, Lord, I believe, but if you can do anything to help me out, there's some areas in my life that I've had my faith tested and I've failed, and my faith has not continued on. And Lord, I believe there's some areas that I've got faith still, but there's some areas of my life where I no longer believe. And there are people here this morning that you've had your faith tested by life and by circumstances and things that maybe are outside of your control. And you come here this morning saying, I believe in God, but there's some areas that I've been tested and tried so much that I no longer believe. But I've come to tell you, just because you no longer believe, I've come to let you know that it's still possible, because with God, all things are possible. And I want you to know that whether you believe or not, God is still able. And you don't got to put your faith in circumstances or other people and whether this works out or that works out. You can always put your faith in the Almighty God that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. God is able. God is able. Let your faith be encouraged this morning and know that God is able. Let's lift our hands and let's love him all across the building. Somebody needs to let their faith no longer rest in themselves and their faith rests in other people, but you got to let your faith rest in the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Let's love him all across the building. I feel Jesus moving in this place. Come on, somebody. Oh, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to increase the faith in this building. There's some people you've been struggling, but just because you're in a struggle doesn't mean you got to give up or give in. You can let your faith rest in the one that created everything that you can go through and has made a way where there was no way, because he said, I am the way. Oh, let's love him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. And here he is. Jesus talks to the man about faith. And then Jesus rebukes the devil. And this boy goes from rolling on the ground to laying so still that people actually think he's dead. He goes from being so wild to being so calm. And his disciples asked him, after they got done with it all, how is it that we could not cast him out? And Jesus tells him, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And I'm going to be real with you. I've always read that verse. How do we get the kind of power that you got, Jesus? How is it that we can get the kind of anointing that you've got, God? We want to have power. We want to have anointing. We want to have authority. And so in my own ignorance, I read that way. God, how is it that the church can have the power of Jesus Christ? And I thought, well, it must be by prayer and fasting. And I'm going to tell you, that's not wrong. It takes a divine connection to have anointing, to have power, to have authority. It takes a connection with God to be able to do, amen, the impossible and the improbable. It takes somebody that is absolutely
absolutely connected to Jesus Christ to be able to do, amen, the absolutely supernatural. We've got to be people that pray and that fast. We've got to be people that have got a connection to the Almighty God, because we cannot fix things here on earth by ourselves. But when we get connected to God, what we could not accomplish, God can accomplish. What we cannot do, God can do. Amen.
But after reading this text again, it kind of took a new turn in my heart. Jesus never talked about that kind of power, that kind of anointing. But Jesus said, this kind can come forth by nothing. The ESV reads, this kind cannot be driven out by anything but by prayer and fasting. This kind of what is driven out? This kind of what is cast out? This kind of what comes forth? And then it hit me. Jesus is referring to this kind of spirit. Jesus asked, how long has this kind of spirit come unto your son? And the father responded, since he was a child. And Jesus, this thing that's coming to him since he was a child, this spirit that's coming to him since he was a little boy, has come to him for one reason, and that is to destroy him. And I've come to tell you, I'm not too ooky spooky, and I'm not super spiritual, but I want to tell somebody here today that what the text is saying is that there is a devil that is going, and he's specific, amen, about destroying people since they were a child. There is a kind of spirit that goes and begins to look for people while they're still 5, 6, 7, and 8. You don't got to look long. You go ahead and look in the world. You look in Guatemala and you'll see that it's true. I know people do evil, but I'm going to tell you what. There is an influence that is spiritual and it's not of God. And it's got one sole purpose. It is looking to destroy people from the time that they are little children. Oh, let's lift up our hands. I feel Jesus moving in this house. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why some of you are struggling the way that you're struggling and you don't understand it. Can I tell you, the devil's faithful to find you when you're young, and he takes his talents and he latches them onto your life and he won't let go as you begin to move through life and you don't know, I can't get free of this and I can't get free of that. Oh, let's lift our hands and let's pray all across the building. It's this kind. It's this kind. It's this kind. This kind of spirit is going all across Birmingham and trying to destroy people from the time that they are young. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, it starts to mess with moms and dads. And dad walks out. And mom walks out. And dad gets hooked on drugs because what happened to him when he was 6 years old. And it perpetuates because hell is looking to destroy people. Oh, let's pray all across the building. In the name of Jesus, I feel the Holy Ghost. It's this kind. It's this kind. It's this kind. This kind of spirit that has not let go of you since you were a little kid. But I've come to tell you, we're coming against this kind of spirit in this city. We're coming against every time we run a bus. We're coming against this kind. Every time we teach a Bible study, we're coming against this kind. Every time we teach a class, we're coming against this kind. Oh, let's worship the Lord. Can I tell somebody, amen, we have got to fight with everything that is within us. We are not just fighting for ourselves. We're fighting for future generations. We are fighting the spirit of this world. Hallelujah. Oh, let's lift our hands and let's worship the Lord. Oh, God. Oh, let's praise him. I promise we're done right here, but somebody's got to get a hold of this morning. Hallelujah, what you're doing isn't in vain. What you're doing isn't in vain. God sent me here to tell you what you're doing is not in vain. Hallelujah.
You may be seated for a moment. That's why McDonald's and the Marlboro Man have something in common. They'll sell you a Happy Meal when you're six because they're hoping by the time you're 36, you'll keep coming back for more. That's why they're hoping that before you're even 18 years old, you can get hooked on cigarettes. And that's why you're 45 years old and you can't get free right now. The devil, I'm not saying there's a spirit of smoking, none of that. But I'm telling you, there's a devil that is working in this world that is trying his best to get a hold of people. Amen, because there's a psychology to it. If I can get you attached to it while you're just a kid, amen, that's why the Bible even says it, that if we train up a child in the way they should go, when they're old, they will not depart from it. That's a revelation hell's got. If I can train you to be angry and to be bitter and to be mean and to be violent when you're just 10 years old, by the time you're 18, you're in federal prison. Hell is looking to destroy. It's this kind. There are people here today that you do not know where the depression came from. You cannot even begin to talk about where the suicidal tendencies come from. Can I tell you, that's where I was. 13 years old, lived in a drug home. See, you're not looking, don't let the tie fool you. I didn't come from a white picket fence and a dog named Scruffy. I'm telling you, there's some people that think, man, you must have been raised Mormon or something. I'm going to tell you, no, man. Here's the true story. I grew up, amen, in a place where drug dealers came over to the house. And all of a sudden, when dad started drinking whiskey or smoking or injecting, before it was all said and done, my mom's getting beat or we're getting beat. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm just angry and I'm bitter. What I didn't understand at that moment was the devil was looking to destroy my family, and he was trying to implant something in my life from a child. He was trying to get me to destroy myself. He was saying, you go ahead and cast yourself in the water or in the fire. It's not getting any better. And by the time I'm 13, I hope I'm helping somebody. By the time I'm 13, got a knife to my wrist. That's exactly where some of you are at right now. You ain't fooling anybody. I didn't come to play games here this morning. I hope that's all right. You're not fooling anybody sitting on a pew and thinking everything's just fine. I'm going to tell you, the devil's wreaked such havoc in your home life that the only thing you can think of is to destroy yourself. And that's exactly what the devil wants. Just so he could destroy himself. But I'm going to tell you, there's a power in this building. This kind of devil cannot stand up to that kind of God. No devil in hell can stand up to the power of the Almighty God. No devil in hell can stand up against. Oh, let's stand all across the building and just begin to worship the Lord. Come on, somebody, I've come to help you out. Amen. That devil cannot destroy you. If God be for us, who shall be against us? You are in a church building here today, in a church that believes the power of God is stronger than any devil in hell. There are people, you don't know where the depression came from. You don't know where the bipolar disorder came from. I'm going to tell you, the devil's been afflicting your life. But you're in a church that's been praying and fasting. You're here because God's drawn you here. And I'm going to tell you, you don't have to walk out of this building the way that you came in. You can walk. I'm not just preaching to visitors. There's church folk. You've been hurt. You've been abused. And you can't let it go. And now you're bitter and you're angry and you don't know why. It just doesn't go away. The devil's been latched onto your life since you were small. But today's the day of deliverance. I believe today's the day where this kind's going down. I believe today's the day. It is an emancipation proclamation. It is Independence Day for somebody. You're going to be able to step out and you don't think the way you used to think, and you're not angry the way you used to be angry, and you're in your right mind. The devil's trying to drive you crazy so you destroy yourself. You're hooked up with friends that are destroying you. And you know what you're doing? You're destroying yourself. Shacking up with people, but you're destroying yourself. Smoking on Saturday, but you're destroying yourself. We are coming against this kind here this morning. We are coming against the devil in the power of the name of Jesus. There are young people here today that today's a day you can walk up to this altar and say, Lord, set me free. I want to open up this altar. Come on. Don't let hell stop you. You make your way to the front. We'll pray with you. And whatever's been afflicting you, whatever's been trying to stop you, come on. If you'll come and pray, God will set you free. Because no devil in hell can come against the power of the Almighty God. Come on. Come on. Come pray. If you're visiting, I want to encourage you, come pray. You'll never walk out of here the way you walked in. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, pray. Clear your pews. Come on, have some courage. Have some faith and clear your pews and come. God, I'm tired of this afflicting me and this hurting me. I want you to set me free. Come on, somebody, begin to pray. You can get your deliverance. Young person, come on. Saint of God, visit a friend. You can be set free because this God beats this kind.
There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Everything that holds us back, Lord, you can break every chain.
There is power in His name. If you're still praying, I want you to keep praying. But if there's any kids in this building, any child that does not have the Holy Ghost, I want you to bring them to the front, and we're going to pray with them right now. And if there's anybody that you have not had your opportunity to come and be prayed for, and all of hell has been fighting you since you were a little kid, and your home life was wrecked, it doesn't matter what it is. You got hurt, you got pain, you got bitterness, you got addictions. I want you to come, and we'll pray with you. And this is what Jesus did. He cast the spirit out and said, enter no more into the boy. There's a deliverance that'll come that is permanent. And if you want that deliverance, you can have it right now. I want you to begin to pray with the person right next to you if it's appropriate. As they begin to sing, lay your hands over on that person and begin to pray. God, let your deliverance rest on their life. And God, set them free. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. God, break through every barrier, every stronghold, every chain in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every lying voice of the devil in Jesus' name. Never again, never again, never again.